liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear listeners, a very warm welcome to our program for today. It is a reading from the great work of Revelation entitled, This is My Word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. Much of what Jesus of Nazareth taught the people 2,000 years ago was lost. Much was deliberately or unconsciously passed on wrongly or withheld. For example, that his message of love for God and neighbor also is valid in relation to our fellow creatures, the animals. Through Gabriela, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time, the Spirit of the Christ of God reveals, via the prophetic word, the truth today about his life on earth and about his divine teachings. Building on an extra-biblical gospel, Christ himself explains, corrects, and deepens the word. We will be reading from the great revelation of Christ. This is my word in chapter 38 under the title, About Killing Animals.
The following occurrence from the life of Jesus of Nazareth is described in the text of the gospel. Some of his disciples came to him and spoke to him about an Egyptian, a son of Belial, who taught that it is not against the law to torment animals if their suffering brings profit to people. And Jesus said to them, Verily, I say to you, the one who derives benefit from the injustice that is inflicted on a creature of God cannot be righteous. Just as little can those whose hands are stained with blood or whose mouths are defiled with flesh deal with holy matters or teach the mysteries of heaven.
To this text, Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. He says, recognize that everything that lives feels. In a way similar to man, all forms of life feel joy and sorrow, whether they be animals, plants, or stones. Life is consciousness. The consciousness radiates countless facets of evolution of the I am. Consciousness is also a process of becoming conscious. People, animals, plants, and stones feel according to their consciousness. Recognize that the one who hunts animals will himself be hunted one day. The one who torments animals will himself be tormented one day. The one who exploits the life of the earth will become the prey to those who taught him to do this. Every seed has its harvest. What a person sows goes into the field of his soul. From there it sprouts and grows. In every seed already lies the fruit. Thus, the one who is against his neighbor and against the nature kingdoms is also against God, for God, the life, is in all being.
Christ continues to speak. Recognize that the one who does not fulfill the laws of God burdens his soul. The hands of the one who torments or kills animals are stained with blood. The one who consumes the flesh of animals, who pollutes and violates nature, is impure. Such people can neither deal with holy matters nor experience the so-called mysteries of the heavens, and thus not teach or explain the law of the heavens either. The one who teaches what is most holy, the laws of the heavens, and instructs his fellow man to keep them, while he himself does not keep them, will reap approval only from those who live and think as he does. All that is godless does not endure in the long run. It will fade away, just as the night recedes before the day. The time has drawn near, in which the light will bring everything out into the light of the day, and people will recognize the God-distant life of those who may have taught and told them to keep the laws of life, but who themselves did not keep them, whose hands are stained with blood and whose bodies are defiled by the consumption of meat. God's mills grind slowly. One day, the chaff will be separated from the wheat, and those who are God-filled will stand at my right side, and the chaff, the godless, will fall victim to purging according to the law of sowing and reaping.
We continue reading in the text of the Gospel of Jesus. God gives the grains and the fruits of the earth as food. And for the righteous man, there is no other lawful nourishment for the body. To this, Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. He states, God gives the grains and the fruits of the earth as food, and for the righteous man there is no other lawful nourishment for the body, means that from the bosom of Mother Earth, God gives man all that the earthly body needs for living. The one who fulfills the laws of love and life in his way of feeling, thinking, speaking, and acting also lives from what Mother Earth gives him. Indeed, many are standing on Jacob's ladder, which leads into the pure temple of life. Many people are still great sinners in their inner being as well as externally, and remain so over decades or even over many incarnations or soul sojourns until the causes they have built up hit them as an effect. However, from the temple of love, God extends his hand to everyone, to the greatest sinner as well. Again and again, the Eternal Being, the All-Father, teaches the gospel of love through me, the Christ. Again and again, souls and men are instructed to live with one another, to develop the sense of community of inner life, and also to stop killing animals and eating their flesh. Again and again, souls as well as men are called upon to ennoble their sensations and thoughts, so that their senses may also become refined. For as long as there is still one iota of impurity in the soul, it cannot enter heaven.
Christus erklärt und vertieft weiter.
Christ continues to explain and deepen. It is a spiritual principle that the person who keeps his thoughts and words pure and raises his actions to God refrains more and more from dead food, from eating meat and fish, until he is so purified that he gratefully accepts the gifts from the bosom of Mother Earth. The impure will not defile the pure one if, for example, he is invited to a meal and partakes of a dish of meat which his hosts offer, having prepared it with much joy and effort. Then this is a gesture of respect towards the host. Here, the following statement holds true in its meaning. It is not what goes into the mouth, for example, a few bites of meat, that defiles the body, but what comes out of the mouth. Loveless, hate-filled, and envious feelings, thoughts, and words. They defile the soul and the body. However, the gratification of the craving for fish, meat, and alcohol burdens the soul and defiles the body. In a general conversation with a host, it could then be pointed out that you, the guest, refrain more and more from meat and fish because you have recognized that dead food does not benefit the soul or the body, because the law of God is life. Through such and similar general hints, the host will also come to think about it so that he, too, who also stands on Jacob's ladder, can purify himself and climb rung for rung. Every selfless word and every selfless deed serves your neighbor for his salvation. with good, selfless conversations, many a one can recognize what I, Christ, as Jesus, told the people. For selfless, righteous people, there is no other food for the body than the lawful food which nature brings forth, grain and fruit. Moreover, I told my own not to castigate themselves, but to refine their thoughts and senses. Then the intake of dead food, too, of fish and meat, will be reduced. With the refinement of soul and person, the unlawful falls away. Then it is not suppressed, but is removed through the life in me, the Christ.
In the Gospel of Jesus, we read what Jesus of Nazareth already taught 2,000 years ago to the people. The robber who breaks into a house built by man is guilty. But even the least of those who break into a house built by God are the greater sinners. This is why I say to all who want to become my disciples, keep your hands free from bloodshed and let no meat touch your lips, for God is just and bountiful and has ordained that man shall live by the fruits and seeds of the earth alone. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The law of life states the following. The one who breaks into a house built by man makes himself guilty before the law of God and before the law of man. Man shall neither steal or plunder. He shall respect the property of his neighbor. The one who falls into need shall ask for help, but shall not steal or plunder. The one who robs his neighbor, even if this one possesses ever so great a wealth, becomes guilty before the spiritual law and the earthly law. The one who breaks into the house of God, into the temple of the Holy Spirit, is a far greater sinner. The human body and the soul, which is from God and lives in the human body, are the house of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Deep in the soul is God's love, wisdom, and justice. Thus, God dwells in the soul. Accordingly, the soul and body of the human being are the temple of God.
Christus erklärt weiter.
Christ continues explaining. And so the one who breaks into the house of flesh and bone, by doing violence to people, by subjugating them, by treating them as slaves, or even killing them, sins against the Holy Spirit. This is the gravest sin. So keep your hands and your soul pure, not just from theft and robbery, but above all, do not use violence, be it on people or animals, and beware of shedding their blood. The one who loves his neighbor selflessly will neither do violence to him nor kill him. And the one who loves his neighbor selflessly will not deliberately kill animals either. The one who respects man and animal has no warlike designs, because he respects the laws of God, to which belong the laws of nature too. The one who strives to actualize the laws of God will refrain from eating meat more and more, and will gratefully accept the gifts of the earth, that is, that food which comes from God for his human children.
We continue reading in the Gospel text about what Jesus of Nazareth taught. But if an animal suffers greatly, so that its life is a torment for it, or if it becomes dangerous to you, release it from its life quickly and with as little pain as you can. Send it to the other side in love and mercy, and do not torment it. And God, your Father, will show mercy to you, just as you have shown mercy to those who were given into your hands. Christ himself explains the following to this. I, Christ, give this my word of revelation during this mighty turn of time, in order to point out once again, among other things, that just like the life of human beings, the life of animals, plants, stones, and minerals too, is in the hands of God. Many people have turned away from the Father, Mother, God, and have sold themselves to materialism. As a result of this externalization, the senses of man as well become ever coarser. The person thereby loses his fine sensitivity towards his fellow man and also towards nature. He has only an ear, a mind for himself, for his ego. The result is that he pays attention to himself alone and does his utmost to gratify his own desires without thinking of how it fares for his neighbor and his second neighbor, the animal, as well.
Christ continues revealing the following. The animals suffer under domineering people. This is why it cannot readily be said in this time, but if an animal suffers greatly so that its life is a torment for it, or if it becomes dangerous to you, release it from its life quickly and with as little pain as you can. For today, many animals constantly suffer torments and pain through the brutality of the human ego. The following does not hold true here. Release these animals by delivering them quickly from their torment and suffering. I, Christ, say to you, try to experience their torment and suffering in your world of sensations. Feel into their torment and suffering and recognize how they suffer because of your human doings. You are called upon to change by devoting yourselves to God, so that you can feel and understand your neighbor and your second neighbor, the animal, in your inner being. Recognize that what you do to the animals, you do to me, the Christ, and to yourselves as well. The torment and suffering of the animals will one day be your torment and suffering. God, the Eternal, has also given the animals into the hands of man. However, not that he torment them, but that he live with them. Man should be for the animal, and then the animal is also for man. Then it will also serve him joyfully. If an animal has to suffer a lot because of an accident or because of its age, then the person should release the spiritual life of the animal, the part soul or the part ray, from the earthly body quickly, while inflicting little pain, and should give it over in love and mercy into the hands of the eternal Creator. He, the Great All One, knows each animal. He has created it and lives as power in the part soul or in the part ray. The part soul or the part ray of the animal is the unfolded powers of consciousness of the All Spirit, which have become spiritual form.
Jesus of Nazareth taught, "And whatever you do to the least of my children, you do to me. For I am in them, and they are in me. Yes, I am in all creatures, and all creatures are in me. In all their joys, I too rejoice, and in all their afflictions, I too suffer. This is why I say to you, be kind to one another and to all the creatures of God.
Christus erklärt, berichtigt und vertieft das Wort.
Christ explains, corrects and deepens the word. What man sows, he will reap, also means that what man does to the least of his fellow men, also to animals, plants and stones, he does to me and to himself. Each day is given to man for self-recognition. Each day, every person can experience what he should recognize in himself and clear up on that day. The one who does this becomes sensitive to life. On himself, he experiences what it means to love life. The one who loves God is consciously in God and God in him. The days become more light-filled to him as a human being, because his soul becomes freer. Then he also understands the statement, I am in all creatures, and all creatures are in me. The kind person is the merciful person who lives in harmony with his fellow man, with the animals and all the powers and forms of life.
Liebe Mitmenschen, dear fellow people, with this we come to the end of our reading today from the great work of Revelation, This is My Word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. In this book we can learn more about what Jesus the Christ really taught and what depth of meaning his life and works have on this earth. We wish for all of us, and especially Mother Earth with her animals and plants, that ever more people learn to love the life. We wish you all the best. Goodbye and greetings in God.